A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete." The early days of a vocational commitment are often quite wonderful, be it the honeymoon that follows marriage, or that follows taking first vows, or even of taking on a new job that seems so full of promise. It seems like it's too good to be true. I finally found the one, the life I was meant for, that was meant for me. With time, however, regardless of the life we've chosen, we start to discover quirks and flaws, then small irritating habits, and finally those things that drive us absolutely nuts. At that point, the relationship we've entered into either ends, or we begin to learn how to live with one another despite the challenges of doing so. In short, we learn how to remain. Today's reading, found toward the end of the Gospel of John, contains words spoken by Jesus during the final meal he shared with his closest disciples on the night before he died. Those disciples had been with Jesus throughout his ministry. They'd eaten with him and prayed with him and journeyed with him and listened to him. And when his words became too taxing for others, these people stayed with him. In the process, differences in status had eroded. These disciples were no longer his followers, they were his friends. His last request of them was that they remain. Remaining in relationship is not always an easy thing to do, and Western culture, at least, does little to teach the skills needed for long-term relationships. Our news media, entertainment, political structures all thrive on controversy and debate, sound bites and critiques. Legal advice warns us against admitting fault or asking for forgiveness. Athletic competitions spark a win-at-all-cost mentality. And while all these parties may intend the good, the patterns of speech and communication they practice are detrimental when used in religious community or family life or even in the work environment. Many of us grow up desiring lifelong relationships, lifelong commitments, but we discover that we're missing the abilities needed to sustain them. When times get tough, do we have what it takes to remain? Remaining in a vocation requires the ability to share physical space with one another, even as you wish the other would pick up after themselves or put the coffee mug directly into the dishwasher. Moreover, remaining requires sharing emotional space, even when it's tempting to withdraw. It implies the courage to listen, even when you hear things you don't want to hear, and to keep trying to communicate, even when you're convinced you aren't being heard. It demands continuing in the conversation, though it doesn't seem to be reaching any amenable conclusion. There are times in a vocational journey when a person might feel at an absolute impasse, with no one in the community able to compromise any further, powerless to see a way forward. These can be gray, foggy, uncomfortable spaces. No one wants to set up lodging there. And yet sometimes we're called to simply remain in these places, waiting until someone unexpectedly is moved to make a shift, or more often, a previously unseen option suddenly comes into focus. These are waiting times when remaining committed, patient, open to what new things love might bring about, is hard, and sometimes painfully so. And many voices in our culture will tell us that when we're unhappy, unfulfilled, disillusioned, or simply bored in life, it's time to move on. Yet even as he stood at the brink of death, Jesus said that it was in remaining that he found his deepest joy. This is a treasure he wants to share with us, that our own joy might be complete. Remain, then, in Christ's love.